The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Now, you've been hearing in the news that cheap mortgages are due to come to an end today as the European Central Bank is set to announce an interest rate hike for the first time in 11 years. The move would mean, for instance, that families on a tracker mortgage of €250,000 will be paying an extra €1,200 per annum if the rates rise by 0.75 of 1%, which they're predicted to do by the end of the year. Now, I'm joined in studio by Michael Dowling, Managing Director of Dowling Financial. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, we have been blessed for a long time with historically low interest rates, but in a sense, eaten bread is soon forgotten. We will still react against these increases.
Oh, there's no question of that. I mean, I think that the first blow would be psychologically to people, that particularly those who are on tracker rates or low fixed rates, which have been prevalent in the last year or two, they're going to see an increase and a significant increase in the repayments, because this is a cycle of interest rate increases. This is not just the announcement today. The ECB has signalled a second increase in September. And they've also signalled that if the consequences are what they're expecting to achieve with these rate increases don't succeed, there'll be more increases by year end. And the markets are predicting possible increases of between 2 and 2.5% over the next 2.5 years.
Now, if you're effectively on a zero rate, and none of us are because the banks have to have their margin and so on, even having a 2.5% rate, and suppose they want 2% to keep for themselves, a 4.5% rate, if you look back on, you know, the recent history of the last few decades, that would not be punitively high in traditional terms.
No, absolutely not. I mean, we've been very lucky with the low interest rate environment over the last 10 years, but like interest rates of 2, 3, 4% would have been the norm heretofore.
Yeah. And I go back to a time when we had the oil crisis and so on, you could be paying 14, 15% interest rate on a mortgage.
I also recall those times as well. Rates got as high as 18% at one stage for mortgages. But as it's all changed, and you're dealing with mortgage customers now who've been fortunate enough to be in this low rate environment.
But some things have dramatically changed. I mean, it does seem to me, and I don't know how this works in the economy, but builders and developers seem to price their wares as to the affordability. In other words, if people can't afford the houses, they won't buy the houses. So the builders and developers make them as affordable as they think they can get away with.
I would agree with that sentiment. You look at various incentives, say, that government have brought in to assist first-time buyers. You've got the Help to Buy grant, which can be worth up to $30,000. Last week, the government announced a shared equity scheme whereby up to 20% of the price would be available as, in effect, a loan from government. I mean, in my experience over a long number of years, that impacts on price, because if builders see there's extra money available,
yeah,
I would agree with
now,
you, they price accordingly.
To Dara O'Brien on several occasions, that all the schemes the government has had over the years, whether it's the First Time Buyers Grant or Section 23 and Section 27 back in the day, that they worked for a very short time and then the builders took the money. They took the interest relief that people were getting on Section 23 and 27. Within a matter of a very short time, the builders upped their prices and effectively took the money.
Again, I wouldn't disagree with you. As I say, when you've got incentives, particularly of the one that was announced last week, where you can get up to 20% of the price. If you look at, there are caps obviously in play in terms of the purchase price that applies, but like that cap in Dublin is €500,000. So if you look at it from that perspective, builders are going to be looking at prospective borrowers, or purchasers, sorry, could get up to 100,000 as a subvention
and
from government.
They'll say, I'll have some of that. Thank you very much.
There's no doubt there will be an element of pricing to match the incentives that are out there.
Which makes government incentives kind of pointless.
It defeats the purpose in one sense that borrowers are having to, or purchasers, sorry, are having to pay more money. And most of these people are borrowing as well. So they're having to borrow more money to acquire properties that, as I say, the price has been to some degree inflated by government actions. Now, I know government want more houses to be built. Obviously, we all do. Mm. But they need to be built at a price that reflects the actual cost, not reflecting the fact that there are incentives from government to make the houses more expensive.
Yeah, and those strategic housing developments that remain unbuilt. Now, the builders will all say, oh, it's to do with Irish Water. Oh, it's to do with the electricity grid. Oh, it's to do with this. It's to do with that. It's to do with the other. But they shouldn't have gone looking for permission until they had the wherewithal, be it the practical physical wherewithal or the cash to build.
Well, I would have some sympathy for builders in the context of getting access to utilities like water, electricity, because they do add to the price. I mean, with Irish Water, for example, I mean, on average, they can be charging between 3,000 and 5,000 euro per house for a connection to a new home. I mean, to me, that doesn't seem to make sense. In an environment where we're trying to manage house prices, that you have a public utility charging that kind of money.
And also, where now a new house buyer is still going to be liable for property tax, which is the idea of paying forever after for the utilities that the state provides.
Again, there was an incentive to first-time buyers not that they didn't have any property tax to pay from 2013 onwards, but now they're in the net like all the rest of us.
So therefore, justification for these kind of connection charges is not necessarily there anymore.
No, I think we need to seriously look at utilities and what they're charging builders.
Yeah, but here's the rub. The same thing. If the state says we won't charge, we'll tell Irish Water not to charge, the builders are not going to give it to me as a buyer. They're going to put it in their own back pockets. The price will remain the same. It will not fall.
The property market in Ireland has been dysfunctional for a long number of years. We've tried to correct, but not always do we correct in the right way. And in a lot of occasions, when government interferes with the market, it has unintended consequences.
Now, the increase in the mortgage rate, which, as I say, could add maybe €3,000 a year, €2,000 a year for maybe someone on borrowing of 300,000, is that likely to soften the market at all? Or is the demand so great and the supply so low that it's really not going to make much difference?
I think in the short term, it's not going to impact on property prices because we have a disconnect between supply and demand. We don't have enough second-hand properties available for the demand that's out there. But where I do think it will impact is we've seen property prices rise quite significantly in the last 3 years, double-digit increases. I mean, this year alone, prices have increased by nearly 15% year on year. So what I believe will happen is that what I call the frothiness will be taken out of the market. So where you've got four or five bidders all chasing the same property, dreaming they're there before they've actually even agreed the price. And in that environment, there's a frenzy and they start paying more than they can actually afford to, well, than they wanted to pay, shall we say. And they view it, oh, it's only another five, it's only another 10, it's only... When you're now paying higher interest rates, when you're borrowing money, that will impact on your decision making. I think in time there'll be adjustments on prices, but I think in the short term, because we have the disconnect between supply and demand, it's not going to have any immediate impact
now,
on property
one of my
prices.
Texters wants to know if you can explain, Michael, how we are paying maybe a couple of percentage points more than the borrowers in most European countries within the EU and the euro area are paying. Why is that?
Well, there's two reasons. One, obviously, is a consequence of the financial crash we were in a scenario where the banks got into severe financial difficulty and in effect, we as taxpayers had to bail them out. So the central bank has required all banks in Ireland to have additional capital available as a buffer in case that scenario arises again. So Irish banks are required to have more capital as a buffer than their European neighbours. The second one, and it's one that, look, people don't really like to discuss, but the reality is in Ireland, it is very difficult to enforce your security. So a mortgage is a loan based on a bank having a charge on the property.
Yeah. And it can take years to get rid of someone who maliciously just says, I'm not paying.
Well, we have some who play the system. I mean, if you take the situation that exists today, Pat, there are 5,400 borrowers who have not paid a penny on their mortgage in the last 10 years, and they're still there. They're the figures from the central bank when they released them.
And that's insane.
Like when I'm talking to colleagues abroad, like they cannot believe that that environment exists because it does encourage in some, not in all, like there are genuine cases.
Sure.
But the reality is if you can't pay the mortgage over a 10-year period, clearly the mortgage is not sustainable and clearly the bank or banks should be looking at enforcing.
Okay. Couple of quick questions. If you're on a tracker of, say, 0.25 of 1% above the ECB rate, should you be looking to fix now?
Not if you're on that low a rate, no, because the margin is so low. I mean, even if rates rise by 2%, you're still going to be at a rate of 2.25%. You know, in terms of the competitive rates that are available today, I would still be sticking on a tracker with that margin. However, there are those on tracker rates whose margins are much higher. I mean, there are people whose tracker rate margin above the ECB base rate is between 1.5%, and there are those who are being charged 3%. Now, that was all fine when the ECB base rate was zero,
yeah.
But when that starts increasing, I would actively encourage all of those borrowers to seek advice and look at longer term fixed options.
And a final question, very general one. If most of the present inflation is actually being caused by energy and food inflation, which is caused in turn by the Ukraine war, how is increasing interest rates going to bring that down?
A good question, but I suppose, look, the euro as a currency has been under pressure. I mean, last week we saw it reach parity with the dollar. American interest rates have gone up by over 1.5%. There's another 0.75 penciled. UK have increased interest rates by 1.25%, and they've another 0.5% next week. So, I mean, the euro has to respond to what's happening with other jurisdictions and other currencies. It won't directly reduce because of the increasing rates and what's happening in Europe, but it does have to respond to what's happening in the markets.
Yeah, if there's money to be made in banking in America, then you've got to do it here too.
The big money will always follow better interest rates, right, and economies that they feel are a better option.
Michael Dowling, Managing Director of Dowling Financial, and thank you.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Thank you very much.